Lesson 12. Rules of the House.
Francis is doing a year abroad. He is a student in business administration. He has been awarded a scholarship to pay for his tuition fees and lodging. Thanks to his grades and the grant, Francis will be studying in an English university for 2 whole semesters. He arrives at the student's residence. He is given the residence rules to read and sign. This marks the beginning of his gap year and sets the tone.
No smoking, no alcohol, no drugs, no fighting, no damage to the residence, no dangerous articles, and so on.
The heading of the document isn't too welcoming.
Read the following rules of the student residence. These rules will apply during your whole stay among us. If you agree with these terms, sign the contract and hand it in at reception. Candles are not permitted in the student residence. Students should respect their fellow peers by keeping the noise down. The curfew for the residence is 11 p.m. Students must not leave their room during quiet time and sleeping hour between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Students are not allowed to have house parties in their rooms or common areas. Students are expected to wear shoes at all times while not in their rooms. Do not leave any personal belongings unattended. Never leave your door open. Replacement cost for a lost set of keys or lockouts is £30. And finally, I will abide by the rules and the directions of the resident staff. If I get 3 warnings for any one of these rules, I will be removed from the residence.
Francis reads the whole document. The rules seem quite standard and even remind him a bit of home, especially the ones on curfew and cleanliness. He understands all the terms of the contract. He therefore signs the sheet and leaves it at reception. Francis is looking forward to meeting the other students living in the residence. He also can't wait to discover the different facilities and activities available for this weekend and start breaking the residence rules.